I would like to welcome all of you from my side. Thank you very much for coming this evening into the Bhakti Hub and taking part in this, let us say, spiritual experience of chanting. I have just come with Gokrishna from Belgium, where we had a long retreat called the Living Name Retreat. Yeah, it was about chanting with absorption. And when we were on the airplane coming to Belgrade, the neighbor, our neighbor on the sitting row, asked, "Where have you been?" And I answered, "On an ancient castle. The land of Belgium." Oh, the neighbor said, "Is that that famous place in Dubai called Rara?" "Ja, Raradish," I said. So that person said, "In Belgium there are only two people, two kinds of people. One have kind, they have been in Radadish, in that place where I gave the retreat, and the others are planning to go to Radadish." Yes. So we are, I'm very happy to now be in Belgrade, and want to invite you to come with us on a little journey where you also make a spiritual experience. The motto of this evening is the sound of absolute freedom. Oh, big title. And it is about, so let us start this evening by making a sound of absolute freedom. I request you to sit straight. Take a moment to center yourself, to come and arrive in your inner center. Then we will chant one very powerful spiritual sound, the Ram. I will chant one time alone, and then we chant all together three times Ram.
Ah.
Sitaram, Sitaram, Jai Jai Ram, Ram Sitaram, Sitaram, Jai Jai Ram, Ram Sitaram, Sitaram, Jai Jai Ram, Ram Sitaram, Sitaram, Jai Jai Ram, O Ram Sitaram, Sitaram, Jai Jai Ram, 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 Oh Ram Sitaram, Sitaram, Jai Jai Ram, Ram Sitaram, Sitaram, Jai Jai Ram, Ram Sitaram, Sitaram, Jai Jai Ram, Sitaram, Sitaram, Jai Jai Ram, Sitaram, Sitaram, Jai Jai Ram. Sitaram, Sitaram, Jai Jai Ram. Ram, Sita, Ram, Sita, Ram, Jai, Jai, Ram. Ram, Sita, Ram, Sita, Ram, Jai, Jai, Ram. Sitaram, Sitaram, Jai Jai Ram. Ram, Sitaram, Sitaram, Jai Jai Ram. Sitaram, Jai Jai Ram. Oh Ram, Sitaram, Sitaram, Jai Jai Ram. Oh Ram, Sitaram, Sitaram, Jai Jai Ram. Jai Ram, Sitaram, Sitaram, Jai Jai Ram. I have often sung this song in many different assemblies, temples, yoga studios, public assemblies, and always the people who participated have been surprised when the Ram came out, the first Ram, Ram, they felt, wow, there's an ocean of sound surrounding us. No problem. You will catch many. When you when they start chanting Rama, the people, they are surprised. Wow, the sound is like an ocean. They have been almost shocked. Ram, what just happened in the atmosphere? Yes, it's actually a sound which is coming from another dimension and which at once invites us to enter that dimension.
Yes.
Please freely come a little bit forward. When our telephone rings, we immediately know, well, this is the dimension of this world. Everyone responds to it. Yes, my mobile phone is ringing. I must attend to something. So the spiritual sound is also something like that. It rings, and immediately we are responding in some ways to it. It's like a spiritual telephone ring, and immediately our attention is pulled out of the immediate surroundings and we become more internally drawn. I would like to now sing another song. It's the famous Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. The melody was composed by a good friend of mine, whom I greeted today at the Brussels airport. He had just come flown in from Toronto, Bhatta Hari Prabhu. Yes, it is a very meditative melody, and I request all of you to really try one thing with this sound and this kirtan. Try to hold the sound in your mind. Imagine my hand is my mind for a moment, and this hand is now holding this object in my there. So the mind in mantra chanting should also hold on to the mantra.
Zamislite da je moja ruka ovaj predmet koji je bio u mojoj ruci je u stvari mantra koji drži koji je u mojoj ruci. I tako u stvari naš treba da prava da uhvati mantra.
I would like to give an example which I would like to dedicate to our youngest participant, Sriji.
Htio bih da dam jedan primjer koji bih htio da
when I was in India a few years ago, I saw an elephant who was on a procession carrying a deity through the narrow streets of Vrindavan.
Kada sam pre nekoliko godina bio u Indiji, video sam jednog slona u jednoj procesiji koji nosi božanstva u jednom indijskom gradu, Vrindavanu.
Now, as the elephant was going with many people following in his wake through the narrow streets, his trunk was moving left and right.
I kako je puno ljudi išlo za njim, njegova sula se pomerala levo desno.
And sometimes it grabbed a banana.
Nekad bi zgrabio bananu.
And then an apple. And it threw everything into its big mouth and its big belly, you know. It seems the whole universe had place in the belly of the elephant.
I onda bi to sve ubacio u usta koje su bila tako ogromne i njegov stomak je tako ogroman, izgleda kao jedan čitav univerzum.
Yes, the people became afraid who had their stalls, their fruit stalls on the sides of the lane.
Ljudi koji su imali pored na toj stazi koji su i prodavali voće su se uplašili.
So the mahout who was riding on top knew what to do. He took a little bamboo stick like this and put it into the trunk of the elephant, and then the elephant stopped stealing fruits because it was busy holding on to the bamboo stick.
I onda su se dosjetili i stavili si mu štap od bambusa u njegovu surlu i onda više nisu se bojali zato što su znali da neće moći da uzme voće jer je bio sada zauzet sa time, to je držao.
So our mind is like that compared with the trunk of the elephant. It's constantly wandering and it's accepting some things and rejecting other things. It's never peaceful.
I naš um je baš kao ta surlost ona. Stalno nešto ili prihvata ili odbacuje i nikad nije miran.
If you give the mind something to hold on, however, a mantra, it becomes peaceful.
Ako opet sa druge strane nešto damo umu, mantru, onda postaje miran.
Therefore the most, let us say, relevant instruction about mantra chanting is take out all distractions. Do not respond to distractions.
I zato najvažnija, da kažemo, uputstvo kada mantramo te mantre, da u stvari otklonimo sve što nam smeta, sve što nas ometa.
The mind should hold on to the mantra like the trunk of the or like the elephant was holding on to the bamboo stick.
Um treba da drži mantru baš kao što slon drži taj štap od bambusa.
And when you do, you will see that throughout your whole existence something wonderful starts to happen.
I kada to uradite, osjetit ćete da kroz vaše čitavo postojanje nešto predivno počinje da se dešava.
You will see how all of a sudden a divine presence begins to rise in your heart, much like the sun which rises at dawn.
Primetit ćete kako božansko prisustvo počinje da se pojavljuje u srcu, kao da sviće zapravo, baš kao što sunce u zoru počinje da sviće.
But you must hold on to the mantra.
Ali morate držati tu mantru.
In ordinary life you hold on to your mobile telephone. WhatsApp messages and anything, but in spiritual life you hold on to the mantra. Again, for a moment, center yourself. koncentrirati. Yes, sorry. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Very nice, but I know you can do better. Dobro, ali više dobro chanting. remember, take your mind and just hold on to the mantra. Hold on just like you are accustomed to hold on to a pleasant thought. And keep that in the mind. So hold on to the mantra and keep it in the mind. It's not so much the singing, it's the mental absorption that counts. Okay. Now let us again sing all together in one moment. Sada. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare Hare. One more time please. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Dobro Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Ramo, Ramo, Hare, Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Danuda, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everybody please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Please let us all together chant one more time. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, last time. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Now I just explain something for 15 minutes on the subject of the sound of, I think, absolute freedom. Yes, I think you can imagine, you know, I came here to the center and I did not really know the subject matter of today, so then when I received this note, please talk today about the sound of absolute freedom, I thought, wow, that's a powerful subject. I hope I can do justice to the subject.
I onda danas, kada mi je stigla tema i kada sam pogledao, pomislio sam, wow, ovo je tako moćna tema.
Sound of absolute freedom.
Zvuk apsolutne slobode.
And as I was preparing my thoughts for this preparation, an idea came how I could try to make my audience understand how sound can actually bring you to an inner freedom, which is amazing. I think we all agree by now that we may have outer freedom, we can express ourselves and we can do what we want to do within reasonable limits in our society, but there are so many types of, let us say, subtle dependencies going on, and people in their homes are often feeling, oh, I'm not really free. I'm in fact often pushed around by my moods, by my dislikes, by my even you know, the neighbor gets so much on my nerves. I think from morning till evening how I can stop his loud radio music, you know. So we are not experiencing inner freedom despite outer freedom.
Svi mi imamo iskustvo spoljašnje slobode i znamo tako prosto u našim životima kako to izgleda spolje. Međutim, iznutra postoje neke suptilne zavisnosti. Naprimjer, eto, imamo komšiju koji možda glasno pušta muziku i onda nam je onako malo nam smeta. Ali u stvari nemamo puno iskustva te unutrašnje slobode.
I have a friend in India who lives at the most idyllic place you can imagine, but then his neighbor put a loudspeaker just next to his window where he does his meditation. All the time the sound of loud music. In India they think the louder they are, the more truthful they are. Came into his room and he experienced a case of, let us say, inner disturbance like anything, you know, the whole day.
Imam jednog prijatelja u Indiji koji tamo meditira i živi na jednom predivnom mirnom mestu, međutim ima jednog komšiju koji je baš stavio tu zvučnik kod njegovog prozora i po ceo dan ta muzika svira.
I think you will agree with me. You know, this loud music is a really harmless example of the noise which goes on from morning till evening in our mind and which makes us really not so free.
Ovaj primjer u stvari je jedan običan, sasvim običan, jednostavan primjer, ali ovaj postoji takođe u našem umu, ima tako puno tih raznih zvukova koje slušamo ceo dan.
We have an example in the spiritual tradition of a great saint who was thrown into a prison and then he was publicly beaten, but who remained totally undisturbed because he enjoyed a tremendous amount of inner freedom.
Jedan stari vjerski kulturi gdje je postao jedan svetac koji su bacili čak u zatvor i nakon toga su ga tukli. Međutim, on je iznutra bio potpuno neuznemiren.
So inner freedom is in some cases even preferable to outer freedom.
U nekim slučajima unutrašnja sloboda je ono što nam više treba nego spoljašnja sloboda.
And spiritual sound, like we are chanting in mantras, is meant to bring you to this inner freedom.
I ovaj duhovni zvuk koji mantramo u našim mantrama, pevamo u mantrama, je u stvari namenjen tome da nas dovede do unutrašnje slobode.
So much so that the outer circumstances of your life lose their big influence on you.
Do te mere da spoljašnji uticaj na nas pomalo olabave.
So while I was preparing for this lecture, I remembered how many years ago I conducted a workshop in a large underground cave outside of Split.
I setio sam se da sam pripremio ovu lekciju, kako smo jednom napravili jedan veliki program u jednoj pećini blizu Splita.
I remember we had a large audience and we all went into the cave. So after we had gone into the first cave, it looked as big as a church in Belgium inside.
Bilo je jako puno publike i kada smo ušli u to pećinu, u toj prvoj komori, ta prva komora je bila velika kao recimo crkva u Belgiji.
Then we went even further down, it became nice and cool, and it looked like the Petersdom in Rome, so such a big cave.
Onda smo otišli u drugi deo, u drugu komoru, da malo dublje, i ona je bila čak i još veće, kao u Rimu.
Yes, thank you, very good translation, very alive. And then we went into even a third cave.
Onda smo otišli čak i u treću komoru.
By now there was no light of the day any longer.
I tu već više nije bilo svetlosti.
It was completely dark.
Bilo je potpuno mračno.
I must tell you, because the cave was so large, I did not really know how where the exit was.
Pošto je ta pećina bila veoma velika, zapravo nisam znao gde je izlaz.
So we did our program.
I imali smo naš program.
We had many torchlights and candles inside.
Imali smo puno bakli
But then I asked the question, does anyone know how to get back out of the cave? Well, everyone was like me. I was the second time inside the cave, but they were all the first time in the cave, and then no idea. Then one person got a very good idea. He said, let's extinguish all the lights for a moment. No artificial torchlight, no candlelight, nothing. And then let us look where there is a trace of daylight and follow that. So we did this, and we were very quickly out of these huge caves. I would like you to think about this as an analogy. Presently we are in the material world, which is one of many, many universes. We see by the torchlight of the sun. But the other dimension, the spiritual dimension, the dimension of absolute freedom, is not known to many of us. We have some idea. And I think you are spiritual people. You have a desire to experience that realm of absolute freedom. But for many of us, this is just a nice concept, nothing more. Just like that daylight which penetrated into our little life in the caves, the sound of the spiritual world, the spiritual sound vibrations come into our physical reality, which is as far as spiritual realization concerned, still a little cave-like, a little dark. And if we can follow that spiritual sound in our life, we will soon experience the realm of absolute spiritual freedom. I know one saint in Vrindavan. He had to go to a very difficult dental surgery. Very difficult. So we told him, you better take a good anesthesia. He said, no, I will chant Hare Krishna in my mind. I will be free from the pain of the drilling. I said, I sometimes try it, but it doesn't work in my case. He said, see, you are a devotee, I'm a yogi, it's a little different.
On kaže, ti si bhakta, a ja sam jogi, pa to malo drugačije.
So I said, there's no yogi on the dental chair. Zubaran. Oh, Zubaran. Zubaran Malateshko. A very heavy problem. He said, let us see. I honestly must tell you, I don't know how good he did. But I do know of great souls in the past who, yes, went to difficult surgery without anesthesia by going into an inner trance which gave them absolute freedom.
Ali znam za neke druge primjere od ranije od velikih svetaca koji su odlazili na operacije bez anestezije I koji bi ušli u taj unutrašnji trans I osjetili bi tu slobodu.
I personally don't think the test of our spiritual advancement happens on the chair of the dental of the dentist. I don't think that's a necessary thing.
Ne mislim baš da je zapravo I potrebno da kroz našu duhovnu praksu moramo da prođemo kod zubara, tako I taj bol.
The body is the body and it works according to its laws.
Ali telo je telo I ono funkcioniše u skladu sa njegovim zakonima.
The purpose of spiritual life is not to break the laws of the body.
I svrha duhovnog života je da ne prekidamo zakone tela, ne urušamo.
If on some paths of mystical yogi, that is yoga that is done, I have my sincere congratulations, but I don't consider it the aim of spiritual life.
Zaista, čestite nazvi mističnim yogima, ali to u stvari ne smatram ciljem duhovnog života.
No, the goal of spiritual life is to purify our heart from unnecessary influences of anger and all these mental things which harm us.
I u stvari svrha duhovnog života jeste da pročistimo svoje srce od stvari kao što su ljutnja ili drugih stvari koje nam u stvari nanose štetu.
And ultimately the purpose of spiritual sound vibration is to develop love.
Konačan cilj u stvari duhovne zvučne vibracije jeste da razvijemo ljubav.
Boundless ecstatic love for God.
Neograničenu ekstatičnu ljubav prema Bogu.
So, I encourage all of you to make your own experiments with spiritual sound vibration.
Hoću da ohrabrim sve vas da sami probajte da napravite neki eksperiment sa duhovnom zvučnom vibracijom.
I will ask Gokrishna now, this is my assistant who sings really very nice, to lead us in the next kirtan.
Sada ću da zamolim mog asistenta koji stvarno jako lepo peva da nas vodi u sljedećem kirtan.
So, let us hear Gokrishna. Aha, oh. Practical, yeah. And by the way, it's the first time I hear your translations. It's very nice, really. Main thing is to be alive, not like a Robotsky. And you're doing very, very well.
Hare Rama,
Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare
Krishna.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you. Hare Krishna. We sometimes have long kirtan melas where we chant for 4 days. We start usually at 10 o'clock and end 10 o'clock in the evening each day. Yeah, and what I always notice is that as we do this, we arrive in something like a threshold state. What is a threshold? It's an in-between space between one room and another room. So in bona fide spiritual practice, there's also something like a threshold. It's no longer material consciousness. The mind is no longer materially so active, but it is not yet a spiritual enlightenment. Now the threshold is a very interesting place. It's something like a waiting room. A waiting room where you wait for an appointment with God. And it is, as you come into this waiting room, your mind will sometimes protest. It is so unknown to everything else it does. All the distractions which we are so accustomed to have fallen away. But the spiritual enlightenment is not yet there to replace all the material stuff. So the mind is slightly uncomfortable in that space. You have come to the zero point in some ways. But if you continue to do your spiritual practice, you will come to the positive side. You have to be a little bit determined. And a little bit persistent also. The best qualities therefore in spiritual life are enthusiasm, confidence, and then patience. Zaprlenje or yes, sounds correct. Yes, yes. All right. So I'm thinking this may be a good time to end our program? What do you think? Let us ask Murari Chaitanya. Yes, I think it's a natural end. We continue tomorrow to have a program. You are most welcome to come. Oh, you said it already. Or no. Yeah. Najviši dobrodošli. Yes. And yes, I have been asked to invite all of you to a spiritual adventure. What is this duhovnom avanturo? See, since I believe more than 20 years, we are conducting in Serbia a wonderful summer camp. In the past, many years, we did it near Novi Sad in a place, Fruška Gora. Fruška Gora, yes.
Do skora, puno godina smo pravili blizu Novog Sada na Fruške Gori.
But somehow the facilities there have become so Indian-like that it's no longer possible for a Western standard to stay there.
I već neko vreme zapravo taj standard našeg smještaja poprilično kao u Indiji, tako da na neki način
so we were very worried, but then we found a much better location, which is I think you can tell us where it is, and also the Facebook page, you can say. Yes, and I really would like to invite you to come to this special event which Murari Chaitanya will tell us about.
Yeah.